Guys, and welcome to the Bet Slip Tuesday, the 28th of May. You're all singing along, aren't you? You're all looking forward to the podcast, just to have a little sing-along at the start. 4 days to go, we've got no Arsenal fans left listening, no Liverpool fans. Chelsea have probably neffed off. It's me and the dog. Don't worry, guys, 4 days to go, then it will stop. I'll either be crawling under my rock, or I'll be unbearable for a couple of days, and that'll be it. I mean, imagine if the other lot win. They'll be unbearable for years. We've had one sparing. City spared us. Hopefully the old Spursy boys can do their stuff. But it's getting very excited now. Not sleeping now. Up all night. Beautiful. Can he wait? I know it's nauseating. I love it. I love the fact it's nauseating. See, I've got some sort of sick mind that's entertaining me. I have the old Kevin Kelly on this morning putting his West Ham pictures up. Pictures of the new carpet. Trying to be impressive. Funny little team, aren't they, West Ham? They're like wasps buzzing around. They're like an irritant, aren't they? That's what they are. I mean, it's Arsenal, you get it, 20 years odd, they finished above us. They had every right to gloat. And we're in a sort of sing when you're winning frame of mind with them, aren't we? Just, you know, we're finishing above them now and it won't last forever probably, so we'll enjoy it. Chelsea, again, can rightly gloat. You know, they've won the Champions League, won league title, so we couldn't beat them for years. They run, you know, they run us ragged. For years, Chelsea, and again, every right to gloat when you're doing it. But the old West Ham, what have they actually done? I mean, the thing that irritates me about West Ham is that West Ham way. What is the West Ham way? The only West Ham way I've known is like an elevator going up and down between the 10th floor of the Premiership and the 10th floor of the Championship. It's the only West Ham way I've known. Well, I did solve it years ago because I had another West Ham fan always going on, and the old West Ham Way Academy of Football. I looked it up, West Ham Way. I found it. You can Google this. It does exist. It is in Elk Grove, California, outside Sacramento, right by Laguna Creek, and it's a one-way road, and it goes downhill. There you go. It does exist, honestly. That's what it is. Look it up, Kev. Look it up, son. West Ham Way, California. That is the only West Ham Way that really exists. Right, let's get into some business as opposed to all this nonsense. Anyway, where are we? Hopefully you've made a bit of cash on the Villa game yesterday. Villa, I thought Derby were dreadful for the first 60 minutes. They had a bit of possession in the first half, but I get it, you know, you're nervous, and I hope Tottenham don't do that on the weekend. It's a game of a lifetime. Go out and play football. I just thought they looked garbage. And then he brought, it was a matter for me of how many Villa scored. Villa by far the better side, and I think they'll stay up comfortably next season. I've already spoke to a Villa fan who thinks they're going to go straight back down. But I think Villa will be comfortable next season. I think they can get rid of that Tammy Abraham and buy a decent striker. I don't think he's Premier League quality, personally. But I think they'll be fine, Villa. But Derby, yeah, just poor. And then they brought Marriott on and they just looked a different side. And the guy scored against Leeds. Why is he not playing? I have to agree with a few tweets. I find it difficult to see why Lampard's being considered for a job like Chelsea. I just think it would be an absolute graveyard for him. He's a legend at the club. Managers there don't particularly last long. Why would you want to go and do it? But anyway, the Villa win came in and the over 2.5, which is hopefully all you guys were worried about. The horse traded and the pod horses didn't do anything, but I've got a few bits for today. So let's get those done. The 2.5 system, which is chugging along nicely. Today it is, again, you can follow these. You don't have to trade them. They're purely set for trades, but you don't have to follow them other than St Mirren. They have gone well. Over 2.5, Dalkurd versus Orgai in the Swedish Superettan. I look at loads of leagues for this. I get it from an API feed, so I'm able to get all the data for pretty much any league. So that's why there's some leagues that I don't normally trade come up. It's just something I'm looking at. with a view to integrating it fully for the new season. But it's been quite good recently. So over 2.5, Dalkurd versus Albright, which is currently 2.3, and I've got it at 1.8. So a good game to trade the over 2.5 as the goal goes in, remove your liability. I've got I've got another football trade, also in Sweden, but in the Allsvenskan, Malmo versus Sundsvall. If that is nil-nil, Malmo's strong favourite, so it may not look get it here, but if that is nil-nil after 25 minutes, I will start to trade the lay under 0.5 first half goals. So if it's 0-0 25 minutes, Malmo versus Sundsvall, I will lay under 0.5 first half goals. Should get in fairly cheaply, sort of 20-25 minutes through to 35 minutes on that one. If a goal goes in, obviously we win. I've got two horse trades today. There you are, Stephen Humphreys. I found two today. And that is in the 2.10 at Leicester, Lady Monica, ridden by Royston French. And that is currently at 10.5. It won at Nottingham a while back, up into a handicap. The ground may be a bit quick, but I'm hoping that should trade 25-30%. Lady Monica in the 2.10 at Leicester. And then one I'm a lot more confident about, which I think will run a great race today, Boundary Lane in the 4.50 at Redcar. I think this will be right in there. Currently 4.7, 25-30% trade. Boundary Lane at 4.50 Redcar, 5 furlong race. I think that will be right there in that race. I've got two pod horses, and they are pod place horses, and they are at Brighton in the 3.30 Narges and in the 4 o'clock King Athelstan. I will update results of those before I go to Madrid. There will be pods as usual over Madrid, and whilst I may be singing and dancing, there will still be a bit of professionalism to it as much as possible. What's next? The thing I've forgotten to do, and I do apologise because I've been up and down my boy. I'm going back up to Cambridge today, back tomorrow evening, because he, despite telling me these exams were easier, he went into full meltdown mode yesterday and bombarded me with about 300 texts. So I'm going up today after I finish this, but I haven't put the results Excel templates online. I've made myself a note in my diary. I will put those up next Tuesday or Wednesday. I get back from Madrid on Monday. I'll do those Tuesday or Wednesday. Ultimate and Clinic, I've tweeted this morning, that is finished. I'm going to do all the figures up this afternoon when I get up to Cambridge, and I will do the I'll do a synopsis in the pod over tomorrow and Thursday, not long, just covering the results, the systems on there, halftime CSLA is what they've done, and Clinic members, I will put it all on your spreadsheet over the next couple of days so that you can log on and see what your results are compared to what should have been or what is in effect going to be the official results. So that will that be done. As I keep saying, Ultimate will then open at the end of June. It will open to existing members first. Just have to give them first dibs, I'm afraid. That's the way, you've got to be fair. These are the guys who've been members. Any spaces then will be left. I think that is about it for today. I may have a golfer tomorrow. I've done the 2.5. I've done the first half goal. I've done the plate horses. I've done the trading horses. I've covered West Ham Way. I've played you a bit of Tottenham. It's good, this, isn't it? It's good. I really should get some sort of production team that does this properly, but what the heck. Right. Well, it is Tuesday. You're all back to work, unfortunately. I hope you had a lovely weekend. And I will be back in the morning. And Ultimate members, I will try and get some of the synopsis into the pod tomorrow. And certainly get it all done before I go to Madrid on Friday. Have a fantastic, whatever it is, Tuesday. And I'll be back with you in the morning. Oh no, stop. Hang on, there's more. I was going to tell you a story. Story of my mate. My mate, he does the horse racing. So he's out round the shops putting bets on, and obviously travels all over the place to try and beat the system. And he's on a train down to the coast somewhere, Margate, Ramsgate, gone down that way to run round the shops there. It's a few years ago. It's the old trains with the old pulled doors and where the window used to slide down in the middle. You sort of push the bar and pull the window down. He's on one of them coming back in the afternoon from the coast, and he sits down, and he's on the left-hand side of the train, and on the right is a chair of is a table with four sat there. So he sat down. The train pulls in a station, and the woman sort of diagonally opposite him gets up to get off the train, walks past him there. As she's walked past him, he sort of looks up and he spotted her bag underneath the table and thinks, well, she's forgotten her bag. So by the time he's got the bag, she's got off the train, shut the door, and the train's about to pull out. So he pulls the window down, pushes the lever and pulls the window down, shouts out, "Excuse me, love, you've forgotten your bag," and lobs the bag out the window onto the platform. Goes and sits back down. The woman to the right of him, dead next to him, goes, "You've just thrown my fucking bag out the window." He has picked up a woman who still sat on the train, her bag, and lobbed it out the window. So now he's just sat there, bright red and embarrassed. She's gone, "Fucking do-gooders." Oh, it's brilliant. It's one of my favourite stories. Just imagine now you've got to sit there for another, whatever, half hour on the train, having lobbed someone's bag out the window onto a random platform. It's absolute quality, isn't it? Anyway, that was it. Just thought it'd brighten your day. Sorry, I nearly forgot it. I thought if I don't tell you now, I'll never remember it. Have a lovely Tuesday.